Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India AI Impact Summit reflects country's shared commitment to harnessing artificial intelligence for human-centric progress. 5-day event opens in New Delhi. Prime Minister inaugurates India AI Impact Expo in the national capital. President Draupadi Murmu calls for preservation and promotion of old Chiki script of Santali tribal language. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh stresses indigenous development of critical technologies essential to ensure national security and strategic autonomy. Iran Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi meets head of UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency in Geneva ahead of second round of talks with US. And in men's T20 cricket World Cup, England defeat Italy while Afghanistan beat UAE in group stage clashes. Australia set a target of 182 runs for Sri Lanka in another fixture. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the theme of India AI Impact Summit 2026 is Sarvjan Hitai, Sarvjan Sukhai, meaning welfare for all and happiness for all, which reflects countries' shared commitment to harnessing artificial intelligence for human-centric progress. The 5-day event opened in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, extended his warm welcome to world leaders, industry leaders, innovators, policymakers, researchers, and tech enthusiasts from across the world for the event. He emphasized that the occasion is a proof that the country is progressing rapidly in the field of science and technology. He said the summit also shows the capability of the country's youth. The world's largest AI summit opened to packed halls and long queues today. The event is the first ever Global Artificial Intelligence Summit to be hosted in the Global South. Over 100 countries have been invited to take part in the summit, and more than 2 lakh people have registered online. World leaders from 20 nations are scheduled to attend the event, including presidents of France, Brazil, Spain, Switzerland and Sri Lanka, UAE's Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, and Prime Ministers of Netherlands, Mauritius and Bhutan. On Thursday, Prime Minister Modi will deliver the inaugural address setting the tone for global cooperation and India's vision for an inclusive and responsible AI. Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the India AI Impact Expo at Bharat Mandapam in the national capital this evening. Mr. Modi also visited different stalls at the expo. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and Minister of State for Electronics and IT Jitin Prasad were also present on the occasion. The India AI Impact Expo 2026 continues till Friday alongside the India AI Impact Summit at Bharat Mandapam. We have more from our correspondent.
Spread across 10 arenas covering more than 70,000 square meters, the expo has brought together global technology firms, startups, academia and research institutions, union ministries, state governments and international partners. It also features 13 country pavilions showcasing international collaboration in the AI ecosystem. It features over 600 high-potential startups, many of them building globally relevant and population-scale solutions. These startups demonstrate working solutions that are already deployed in real-world settings. The India AI Impact Expo 2026 is expected to witness participation of over 2.5 lakh visitors, including international delegates. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said India's rapidly expanding creator economy is being powered by the country's strong digital infrastructure and skilled population. The minister was speaking during the session on the official satellite event of the AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi.
If the creators get a chance to deploy their skills, protect their copyrights, protect the fruits of their creative energy, then the growth between today and tomorrow will be very high. Then AI can be used as a tool. AI doesn't become a competitor to human creativity. And we believe that human creativity is the most important thing that we have in our entire civilization. So we must protect it.
The minister urged everyone to take the responsibility to ensure that the new technology is strengthening the trust between the institutions.
All of us will have to take the responsibility for making sure that the new technology is strengthening the trust rather than belittling it, reducing it, creating that breakup between different institutions without creating the alternative. There will have to be a technical and legal solution. I have interacted with ministers from more than 20 countries on this. Every one of them believes that time has come when the society has to look at it with a fresh, in a totally new way. The construct of freedom of speech has to be with responsibility on the person who's speaking.
Addressing the AI for Education session, Minister of State for Electronics and Information Technology, Jitin Prasad, said that organizing AI Impact Summit in India is a matter of great pride. Taking part in the event, UNICEF representative to India, Cynthia McCaffrey, called for safe and inclusive AI for children. She was talking exclusively to Akashvani News.
The AI Impact Summit is important for children and therefore for UNICEF because it brings tremendous opportunity to speak to leaders, decision makers, and people from across industry and organizations about the importance of both promoting opportunities for young people and children and protecting their rights.
Several thematic pavilions have been set up at the India AI Impact Summit, creating an immersive platform to showcase innovation, policy direction, and real-world applications of artificial intelligence across sectors. The pavilion set up by Information and Broadcasting Ministry houses the Waves Creators Corner. India's fast-growing AI and gaming ecosystem has also been highlighted at the event with five innovative startups. At the event, a student from Meerut expressed his excitement about India hosting its first AI summit. He said the mega event offers students like him a valuable opportunity to explore emerging AI technologies and gain exposure to the latest innovations in the field.
My name is Himalaya Vasis and I am from Meerut, Uttar Pradesh, and I'm currently studying in KITE Group of Institutions. It was really exciting for me to be here and to get to know about various AI new technologies which have been introduced to us. And it was a very unique experience for me because I haven't been in such AI summit before, and it was really good opportunity for us as students to be here.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu has said efforts should be made to preserve and promote the Old Chiki script of Santhali language. The Old Chiki script is the official script of the Santhali language, one of India's prominent tribal languages spoken widely across Jharkhand, Odisha, West Bengal, Assam and Bihar. Addressing the centenary celebrations of Old Chiki script in New Delhi today, President Murmu said the Old Chiki script is expanding not only in the country but also worldwide.
ओल्ड चिकी को समृद्ध बनाने में जिनका योगदान है जिनको सम्मानित किया गया है केवल इतने ही नहीं ये तो केवल सिंबॉलिक उनको सम्मानित किया गया मुझे लगता है लाखों लाखों ऐसे संथाल भाई बहन है जो ओल्ड चिकी को समृद्ध करने में जुटे हैं बहुत सारी किताबें लाखों किताबें और लिखे हैं मुझे लगता है जहां ओडिशा वेस्ट बंगाल असम में ये ओल्ड चिकी में यूनिवर्सिटी तक पढ़ाई हो रहा है.
The government has also released a commemorative coin and a commemorative postage stamp to mark 100 years of the Old Chiki script. The Old Chiki script was created in 1925 by Raghunath Murmu for the Santhali language. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today emphasized that indigenous development of critical technologies is essential to ensure national security and strategic autonomy. Mr. Singh stressed the importance of achieving self-reliance in aero engine technology in view of the evolving geopolitical landscape. The minister stated this while interacting with scientists and officials at the Gas Turbine Research Establishment of the Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, in Bengaluru today. A team of Indian officials will visit the US next week to finalize the legal text for an interim trade agreement which is expected to be signed in the next month. Commerce Secretary Rajesh Agrawal today said the visit is likely to start from the 23rd of this month, and country's chief negotiator, Darpan Jain, will be leading a delegation to the US to finalize the legal trade agreement. The agreement ensures robust safeguards to protect the interests of Indian farmers and domestic producers, marking a transformative phase in trade relations between the two countries. The pharma sector has hailed the interim trade agreement achieved between the two countries. Talking to Akashwani News, Chairman of Export Promotion Council for Medical Devices, R.S. Tanwar, said, with this deal, the country's medical device sector has entered a pivotal phase.
The reduction of U.S. tariff on Indian medical devices from as high as 50% to 18% substantially improves India's cost competitiveness in U.S. market. This advantage is amplified by the fact that Chinese medical device suppliers continue to face higher tariffs, often exceeding 25%, and increasing further on certain product categories. The revised tariff structure places Indian manufacturers in a strong position amid global supply chain diversification strategies.
India's overall exports, merchandise and services combined, increased by 13.17% year-on-year to $80.45 billion in January this year, compared with $71.09 billion in January last year. According to Commerce Ministry today, overall imports during the month grew at a faster pace of 18.76%, rising to $90.83 billion from $76.48 billion in January 2025. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, along with other foreign dignitaries, will attend the swearing-in ceremony of the new government in Bangladesh tomorrow, led by BNP chief Tariq Rehman. The Bangladesh Nationalist Party secured a landslide victory in the 13th general elections. The Ministry of External Affairs described Mr. Birla's participation as a reflection of the deep friendship between India and Bangladesh and a reaffirmation of India's commitment to shared democratic values. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi met with the head of the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency in Geneva today, ahead of a second round of negotiations with the United States over Tehran's nuclear program. Iranian Foreign Minister met with Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi. Mr. Araghchi said he will also meet with Foreign Minister of Oman, Badr al-Busaidi, who is hosting the U.S.-Iran talks in Geneva tomorrow. Yesterday, Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister, Majid Takht Ravanchi, signaled that Tehran could be open to compromise on the nuclear issue, but is looking for an easing of international sanctions led by the United States. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on ways to handle exam-related pressure and stress. During the program, listeners can ask questions related to the subject to Dr. Manjushri Gupta, Department of Psychiatry, Safdarjung Hospital, and Dr. Shweta Arora, Joint Secretary, CBSE, who will be present in our studio. To participate, dial the telephone numbers 011-2331-0481, 011-2371-7117 from 9:30 p.m. onwards. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, witnessed a strong rally today. The Sensex climbed 650 points to close at 83,277. The Nifty also added 211 points to settle at 25,682. And in sports, in men's T20 cricket World Cup, England defeated Italy by 24 runs in the Group C encounter in Kolkata this evening. In a Group D fixture this afternoon, Afghanistan defeated United Arab Emirates by 5 wickets in Delhi. Meanwhile, in Group B clash, Australia have set a target of 182 runs for host Sri Lanka at Palakkile. Put into bat, Australia were bowled out at 181 runs in stipulated 20 overs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India AI Impact Summit reflects country's shared commitment to harnessing artificial intelligence for human-centric progress. 5-day event opens in New Delhi. Prime Minister inaugurates India AI Impact Expo in the national capital. President Draupadi Murmu calls for preservation and promotion of old Chiki script of Santhali tribal language. Iran Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi meets head of UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency in Geneva ahead of second round of talks with US. And in Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, England defeated Italy while Afghanistan beat UAE in group stage clashes. Australia set target of 182 runs for Sri Lanka in another fixture. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.